Immediately following Birchos HaTorah, we have a study session. We read sections from Tanakh, Yivarech Hashem Vishmarecha, from Parshas Naso. We read Elu Devarim from the Mishnah, and then we read Elu Devarim She'en Adam Ochel Peroseim, She'adam Ochel Peroseim Balam Hazeh. That's from the Gemara in Shabbos. And the reason why we have a study session after Birchos HaTorah is based actually on the Yerushalmi and Brachos, that we don't fulfill the mitzvah Birchos HaTorah unless we learn afterwards. You could have argued that Birchos HaTorah is simply a blessing, as we've argued in some of the past shiurim, that Birchos HaTorah is simply a bracha expressing our gratitude to Hashem for giving us the Torah. But the Yerushalmi holds it's more than that, that we have to actually learn following Birchos HaTorah. We're thanking Hashem for giving us the Torah, so we need to learn afterwards. The question, though, is why three sections? Why Yivarech Hashem Yishmarecha, Elu Devarim, number one, and Elu Devarim, number two? The basis for this seems to be the need to satisfy the requirement in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Amid Aleph. Amar Rav Safra Mishum Rabbi Yeshua ben Chananya, Mai Dichsiv Vishinantil Vanecha. Rav Safra says the name of Yeshua ben Chananya, what does it mean when it says, and you should teach your children? Al tikrei vishinantam ela vishilashtam. Don't read it and you should learn, but you should divide into three. And what that means, the Gemara continues and explains that every day you should divide your learning, or at least should, into three parts. You should learn at least three parts of Torah. And some of your learning should include from Torah, and some of it should be from Mishnah, and some of it should be from Gemara. And in fact, we follow that custom in two different ways. Number one, after Birchos HaTorah, we read from Birchos Kohanim, Yivarech Hashem Yivishmarecha, that's in Parshas Naso, Elu Devarim from the first Mishnah Peah, and then the second Elu Devarim, Shadam Ochel Peroseim for the Gemara in Shabbos Daf, Kuf Chav Zayim and Aleph. We also fulfill that in Korbanos. We first say Tzavis B'nai Yisrael by the Korban Ola, and that's from the Torah. Then we read Ezehu Makoman from the Mishnah, followed by Rabbi Shmuel Omer, which is Gemara.